Welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here on Thursday, February 13th. I'm your host, Zion Brown, alongside Ben Davis Boys head basketball coach, Don Carlisle. How you doing today, coach?
Good morning, good people.
So we'll start off talking about last week's Saturday day win against Avon, the 67-64 victory. The Giants were able to pull it off against a good team. How was BD able to do it?
Man, I thought we had a good start to the game, up by 15 at the half. And that started with our defense, and we were able to give them 1-0 shots and get into our transition and get some easy buckets. Those are things that we have been preaching, especially since Steinman left, because we struggled to score in the half court at times. So we try to turn our defense to offense and get easy buckets. So that's what kind of happened. We kind of let our foot off the gas in the second half, but ended up pulling out a good game and a good win.
How crucial was it to beat a good team like Avon and to avoid the three-game losing streak that you would have been on had you failed to the Orioles in that game?
It's crucial. We're trying to build some momentum going into the tournament, especially with the rest of the way. We have at least four good teams that we have to try to beat going into, like I said, going into our sectional, where we have Pike and Ron Colley, Perry Meridian, and a good Decatur Central team that we struggled to beat a few weeks ago. So we're just trying to build momentum, and it was a great step in the right direction.
And, of course, tomorrow night you play a Lawrence North team that you had lost to earlier in the season. So what needs to be different tomorrow against the game you played earlier this year in Southport?
It's not an X and O game. In that game early, they physically kind of punked us, really. Their best offense to throw it off the glass and go get the offensive rebound. So it's important and imperative for us to make sure we take care of the glass and rebound this five and keep them out of the transition offense.
And how do you look to do that, keeping them out of transition? Because they're an athletic team, and that's exactly what you want to do, like they said. So what do you try to do to try to keep them out of their transition game?
We're going to send two or three back. So we're not going to worry about going to get those offensive rebounds of our own. We're just going to send them back in the transition defense so we can at least try to choke those easy bucks that they get and try to get the box out. It's been a key emphasis for us all week. So we can get those defensive rebounds and give them 1-0 shots at the basket and give ourselves more opportunities to go score.
And in the first game against them, when you lost 73-60, they moved into a zone, and the Giants kind of struggled with that for in the middle of the game offensively. So if they move into a zone this game with their long athletes, how do you try to counter that?
Well, at times this team gets bored in execution. So hopefully with the emphasis that we put on execution and offense this week, that we'll be able to continue to run our sets even when we don't have anything out after the first or second look. So that's basically what it is. This team gets bored once we rotate the ball a couple times. So we just have to keep and stay the course within the offense, and those open shots will be there as long as we just stay patient.
So overall, what two or three things will need to happen for you guys to defeat LN tomorrow night at LN?
As always, you got to rebound against that team. I don't think that they're an especially great team in the half-court offense. I think where they excel is in the transition and offensive rebounding. With all their athletes and length, they do a really good job of crashing the glass, probably the best rebounding team that we will see all year. So the emphasis has to be on getting stops and finishing that stop with a defensive rebound and then turning that into an offensive opportunity.
And then next Tuesday, you guys will play a 1A Tinley team. Mm-hmm. How do you just make sure you don't overlook a team like that, like you might have done against Speedway earlier in the year?
We just got to come to play. I think that the lesson that could be learned there is you just have to come to play every time that you step a foot on the court, especially if you have a Ben Davis uniform on. You're going to get everyone's best shot. So that'll be what what the message that we reverberate throughout the team is. Just make sure that you prepare as if you were playing against LN on Tuesday as well. And come out there and compete to get a victory.
And just going forward, there's only a few games left in the regular season. Mm-hmm. What needs to get better for this team to really compete and try to win the sectional and then even going forward in the tournament?
for us going forward, it has to be a together effort. Like I said, a lot of times throughout the season, it's been versus we. And if we can change that to a we and subtract the I, then I think that we'll have an outstanding chance to be successful all throughout the tournament, even again this year.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carlisle. Anything else to add here?
Tuesday night against Tinley, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary for the 95 state championship team. That's the first boys basketball state championship that we had in Ben Davis history. So if you don't have anything to do, please come out and support. Let's pack the house. It's not our senior night, but it is a great celebration for a great team to put Ben Davis on the map.
Certainly, that game will be on WBDG on Tuesday night. So with tomorrow night's game at LN starting at 7:30. So if you can't make it out, listen to Giant 90.9. As always, this has been The Conversations with Carlisle.